Over the past 5 weeks, we have been listening to the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, the Bread of Life Discourse. Jesus has been revealing to the listeners an aspect of who he is. I am the bread of life. He himself, his whole self, is given to us as food and drink. Last week we heard him saying, I am the bread of life. My flesh is real food, my blood real drink. And unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life within you. But if you do, you will have eternal life. And Jesus, today we hear the disciples saying, it's just too hard. This is something we just can't get. We don't like what you're saying. And they walk away. These people have been following our Lord. They believed in our Lord. They have seen all the things he has been doing over this time. And when he comes to this point and tells them a truth about himself, they just will not believe. And what's sobering about this passage for me and makes it very hard on my heart is that Jesus doesn't go running after them and saying, oh, I was just kidding about that bread of life thing. I'm not talking literally, or I'm just talking about it figuratively or metaphorically, or you can pick what you like. And if you don't like this part, well, there's other parts of my life that I've been telling you about. You can choose that. He does none of that. He lets them walk away. That's hard to understand. But Jesus is preaching truth. He's telling them the truth about who he is and what he has for God's people. And you would think that because this chapter in John's Gospel is really just taking place over 2 days, they had just seen the day before him taking 5 barley loaves and 2 fish and being able to use that to feed 5,000 people, and that everybody had more than they could eat and there was leftovers. So you would think that these people have been following him, seeing him perform these miracles, listening to his message, and hearing this part that my flesh is true food and my blood true drink. You think they would say, well, I'm not sure how that's going to be worked out, but he's done everything else. I'm going to stick there with him. But they don't. And over the centuries of our church, there are many who have been disbelievers of Christ, those who did not follow his teachings because it was too hard. It was inconvenient. It was too restrictive. It was too fill in the blank. And right now, as I look at the church, and it's a very dark time for us in church, we are confronted with many things contrary to what Christ offers to God's people. People who have not always lived up to their faith. Not what God intended and what Christ intended for us. And over these last 5 weeks, I've been thinking that this is something at the core of who we are as Catholic Christian believers. It's at the heart of the church. And I think at this point right now, Jesus is calling us back to the basics. Come back to where the heart is. The heart of him, his presence, his whole self, body, blood, soul, and divinity, is present to us right now in the midst of darkness. He is our true light. And St. Peter, speaking for the 12 and others who remained to him faithful, said, Lord, what else is there? Where else can we go? You have the words of everlasting life. There is nothing being offered out there that's better than what Christ has offered then and right now to me. And I hope for all of us that what Christ is and who he is and what he offers is better than anything else we can have. And to come to him now in this moment of our lives and in the church's life is critical for all of us. Jesus spares nothing of himself, but gives himself completely to us. And not only is he coming to us as food and drink, but he comes to us as the divine physician, one who can heal our ills and mend our broken hearts, and to give us the medicine that we need so that we can become strong and well and healthy again. So as we continue this liturgy, when we come before our Lord, as we see him present at the altar, let's give him our hearts. Let's give him what is broken in our lives, what is hurting, what angers us, what embarrasses us, and bring it to him, because he is the only one who can be our source of healing and lead us to what is truth.